everybody, and welcome to another episode of Fresno EOC's Poverty Fighters Podcast. My name is Antonio Aguilar, and I'm your host, and we're back to highlight another amazing program at Fresno Economic Opportunities Commission. On episode 11, I had the opportunity to chat with two members of Fresno EOC's WIC program. The WIC program is one of Fresno EOC's largest programs, and they've been doing amazing, amazing work for several years. Please allow me to introduce the WIC director, Annette Thornton, and assistant director, Stephanie Buelna. Annette, Stephanie, welcome. Thank you for joining me on the podcast. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Super excited to have the two of you on here. Before we jump into all the WIC stuff, why don't you guys introduce yourselves? Tell our listeners a little bit about who you are, what you do for the agency, and how long you've been here. And Annette, we'll start with you.
Well, my name's Annette Thornton. I am the WIC program director for Fresno EOC. I started here in 1994.
Wow.
As a nutrition assistant.
Okay.
I did leave for 1 year to do my internship to become a registered dietitian, and I came back in 1996.
Okay.
So total, I've been here for 27 years.
Wow. I was going to say, do the math for me, because I'm trying to do it in my head and I couldn't figure it out. So I'm glad you did it. 27 years. Wow. That's a long time. We'll get back to that right now. Stephanie, what about yourself? What do you do here?
Well, my name is Stephanie Buelna. I'm the WIC Program Assistant Director, and I haven't been here as long as Annette, but I hope to be. I'm actually approaching my third year here.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Now, Annette, 27 years, like that's a really long time. You know, in this day and age, you really don't see people sticking around with an agency for so long. I read somewhere that millennials will have up to 10 jobs by the time they exit the workforce. So is there anything, or what was it about EOC that has kept you around for so long, if you don't mind sharing?
Well, you have to find something that you love. And I love helping people. So EOC is the perfect place to work.
Right.
I enjoy Women, Infants, and Children program. I love talking to the parents, seeing the kids, holding the babies. It's a little bit different now since the pandemic, but just having that heart to serve, Fresno EOC is a perfect place to do that.
Well, awesome. I agree 100%. I love EOC and everything we do here. You mentioned Women's Infant and Children, WIC. That's what we're here to talk about today. And so, you know, for someone that may not be familiar with the WIC program, never heard about it before, how would you describe this service to them?
It's a service that's focused on pregnant women, infants and children, like our name says. We provide services for our pregnant women as far as foods for a healthy pregnancy, nutrition education, breastfeeding support. We give tips and tricks on how to eat healthy. The whole goal is to provide support to that pregnant woman and their family so they have a healthy family.
Okay. What about fathers?
Fathers are included as well.
I was wondering about that. I saw something on the website that said dads. Stephanie?
I would also like to add that foster families or grandparents are welcome. If they have custody of their child or their children, you know, their foster kids, they're welcome to apply for WIC as well.
Awesome. I did. And so all these services take place here at our main office, or because I know you have several locations, right? So how many locations does EOC have?
So we have four locations in Fresno and one in Clovis, and they're spread out. We try to be the neighborhood WIC program, you know, throughout the city. The clients or applicants, we just ask them to visit our website. They can give us a call. They can text us. We even have live chat. And we can get them on very easily, electronically or in person.
Oh, that was actually my next question, right? For all these different services that you provide at these locations, how do people typically obtain a service? Like, do they have to be there in person? Or is, I know because of the pandemic, a lot of people switched to virtual. Are you still doing virtual appointments?
So before the pandemic, it was required that applicants had to be in person. But now things have changed. We will meet the clients where they are at. As far as doing it over the phone, we can. We also have video appointments. They can come in person. We also have the live chat, texting, email. They can send their documents. They can upload it through the texting. So we have every type of service out there because we want to make sure we're available to the public.
Oh, that's awesome. And I'm sure that, you know, there are some people that might struggle like with transportation or something, right? So, you know, having this virtual
appointment available to them can be very helpful. And I'm sure there are other barriers as well. And I know, Stephanie, that's something that you and I had talked about some of the barriers that these WIC participants face. Can you talk a little bit about those barriers and kind of what you all are doing to address those?
Sure. Well, transportation is a big one. Mm-hmm. But right now, being able to offer those services remotely has been a huge benefit to our clients. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with gas prices and they don't always own a car, you know, we're able to call them. We're mm-hmm. able to complete it at their home or do it over video. Another benefit that Annette didn't mention is we can offer appointments on wichealth.org. So that is, you know, if you work the same hours as our WIC clinic is open, mm-hmm. you can jump online at 3 a.m. and do your WIC appointment right there on wichealth.org. Oh, wow. And then we just follow up with you with a phone call, say, hey, looks like you did your appointment online. Mm-hmm. So transportation time is a big one. I would say some of our families are still really worried about the COVID risk. So mm-hmm. we're still offering those remote services for them. You know, and they're just struggling financially too. So we want to make sure we're linking them with resources in the community.
And what are those, what does that appointment consist of? So you mentioned the WIC.org, or I'm sure I got it wrong. So are they able to do that on their own, or how does mm-hmm. that work?
Yes, so they would go to www.wichealth.org, mm-hmm. and they would sign up for an account using their family ID number, and then they could pick a lesson, whatever's interesting to mm-hmm. them. So, you know, let's say it's on, you know, healthy teeth. So they could complete a lesson. It's going to go, you know, through what is your child doing right now? What do you struggle with? What do you want to work on? Mm-hmm. And the lesson is kind of guided depending on how they answer throughout. And then they'll make a goal, and then we get an email as soon as that lesson is complete. It gets documented in their profile, and it counts as, you know, a nutrition ed contact oh, for wow. their WIC appointment.
Okay. And so I know you mentioned, you know, you provide services to women, pregnant women, women with young children. How does someone qualify? So is it for any pregnant woman, or are there certain qualifications that they need to meet in order to be part of the WIC program?
Yes, there are certain criteria. So first of all, they need to be in a category that we serve. So it's in our name, women, infants, and children.
Okay.
They need to be a pregnant woman, just delivered. If they're breastfeeding, they qualify up to a year mm-hmm. after they've delivered. If they're non-breastfeeding, it's 6 months after they've delivered. Okay. And then infants is considered 0 to 12 months of age. And then our children is 1 to 5 years old.
Okay. And is there an income requirement or anything like that?
Yes, the income guidelines are posted on our website uh-huh. and they're updated every year. So it goes by family size. Mm-hmm. And it's a very moderate income guideline. Mm-hmm. So we encourage all families to take a look at it to see if they qualify. Okay. And then the other requirement is that they need to live in California.
Got it. Okay. And what is the website for our listeners that may not know it?
It's www.fresnoeoc.org/WIC.
You've mentioned, you know, quite a few of the services that you provide, and I've been with EOC for about 3 years now, and there's one thing that I hear about quite often, and that's the baby showers that WIC has. Talk to us a little bit about the baby showers and what that consists of.
So the baby showers was an idea from 9 years ago uh-huh. for participants that don't have that family support to be able to provide a baby shower for them. Mm-hmm. And Calviva is one of our sponsors. Mm. So before the pandemic, we used to gather as a group, have refreshments, games, giveaways, and it was mainly for us to teach the pregnant moms about breastfeeding. Mm. So now we do it virtually. We still hold them every month. We still have games, and we still do the education about breastfeeding through our games.
Mm, okay, awesome. And that's just one of the many, many events that you guys put on. I was actually telling Stephanie that I saw her out in the Fresno Grizzlies parking lot earlier today. And tell us a little bit about that event. And is that a one-time thing, or does that happen quite often?
Sure. So we're really excited, but we got some additional funding this year. It's going to also happen next year. It's called our Books for Kids program. So it's okay. a literacy program. We're trying to get books into the hands of children mm-hmm. So that they can start reading early and often, and hopefully helps get them ready for kindergarten. So we were doing a book drive-through. All of our WIC oh. participants were eligible to come down, pick up books. So we are going to be doing more. So I would say watch our Facebook page, look at your text messages, because we are going to send out reminders that we'll be doing mm-hmm. a few more of these.
Awesome. And you guys do diaper giveaways too, right? Quite often, or how does that work? Because I know you guys always have a ton of diapers and I don't know how the distribution works, but tell us a little bit about that.
The diaper program is through the Community Food Bank, and it is for the entire agency.
Oh, wow, okay.
So it's distributed among the different programs. Mm. We get a bulk of it because our program is so large.
Right,
and we have a lot of participants, and they do come on site. When we have such a large amount, sometimes we do like the book drive through and do a diaper drive through.
Okay.
We will send a text message out and have the participants come through to pick them up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's one thing that I just thought of, you know, there are people that might be familiar with WIC or that, you know, have been on WIC in the past, used to receive those vouchers to go purchase food, right, at the market or whatever it may be. There's a lot of talk over the past couple of years that we got rid of vouchers now, right? And there's a card now, and I know you guys were really excited about that. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes. So we are really excited about the card. It works just like a debit card. You go to the store, you swipe it, you enter your PIN number. We hope that takes away a lot of the stigma of shopping for WIC. There's also a WIC app that goes along with the card. So participants can download the WIC app. They can see what their balance is. They can see when their next appointment is. They can see the closest grocery store. They can scan barcodes in the store. They can actually see if it's WIC approved or not, because it'll show up right on their app and it'll tell them if they have enough balance remaining to get that item as well.
Wow, that is super convenient. So I was once a WIC recipient, right? And I remember hating to go pull out those vouchers, and you have to find the right one. And so I totally can see how having that debit card would be way easier. And this app, they can get it from Apple. Is it Apple or Android? Anything?
App Store or Google Play, whatever type of service you have, Android or Apple. But yes, you can download it.
And speaking of vouchers, I saw something about vouchers for a farmer's market. You guys partner with farmer's markets as well. How does that work?
Yes. So those are still on paper. But someday it'll be moved electronically.
Okay.
But it's a separate program funded by USDA. It's called the Farmer's Market Program. And every family that's eligible for WIC is eligible to go out to the farmer's market to get $30 worth of fruits and vegetables for the season. We go out there and set up a booth at the farmer's market to issue out the booklets. And this year we will be out at River Park. On Tuesday evenings and at Market on Kern on Wednesday mornings.
Okay.
We have 1,200 booklets to issue out this year.
Wow. And so anybody that qualifies for WIC can take advantage of these booklets.
Right. They need to be a WIC participant. We ask that they bring their ID or their WIC card.
Mm-hmm.
And then we look them up to make sure that they're eligible, because infants under 6 months old are not eligible, but all other participants are.
Now, does it have to be specific, a participant that's specific to an EOC WIC program or any WIC program? Because I know there's more than just the EOC WIC, right?
Yes. We can talk a whole lot about that. But but yes, for the farmer's market, the 1,200 booklets is specific to Fresno EOC participants.
Okay.
Every agency that offers WIC may or may not have the farmer's market coupons, and they may not have as many as we do.
Got it. Okay. So we mentioned other WIC programs, right? So Fresno EOC is not the only agency that offers WIC, right? So WIC is nationwide, I believe, or just in California. Tell me a little bit about that.
So WIC is a nationwide program. We are present in all 50 states and about 13 U.S. territories outside of the country.
Oh, okay.
So in Fresno County itself, there are three agencies that offer WIC services. Mm-hmm. Fresno EOC is one of them. We are the biggest, we are the best, but you may see other WIC programs around town run by United Health Centers and Clinica Sierra Vista. They still offer the same services, it's just that it's a different parent agency.
Right, right. Now, if someone wants to become a WIC participant, do they need to be referred to us, or can they just drop in and say, hey, I qualify, I want to be part of your program? How does that work?
You know, they could call us, they could sign up online. They could be referred from their doctor. We'll take them however they want to come. If they want to walk in, they want to call us, they want a referral from their doctor, they want to sign up online. There's multiple ways that they could contact us.
And for those that want to sign up online, I know we gave the website earlier, but if you please give the website one more time.
Annette, would you mind?
It's www.fresnoeoc.org/WIC. If you go on our page and you scroll down, there's a little square that says enroll online. So just fill out that form and we will be in contact with the applicant soon after.
And then you guys are also pretty active on social media, right? Is there a specific platform where people can follow you?
Oh, please follow us on our Facebook page. You'll see the latest and greatest information. We post contests and games to keep our participants engaged. So that's where you'll get the latest news.
Awesome. You'll also see our book drive-throughs and some other things that are happening in the community posted on Facebook.
Awesome, awesome. Now, we just developed a new mission statement here at Fresno EOC. Our mission statement is "We fight to end poverty." How would you say that WIC contributes to that mission statement of the agency?
Well, we provide the foods for the families. And our hope is that they would take advantage of getting healthy foods and using the WIC benefits for their groceries instead of their other funds to help offset the cost. We also teach them how to make healthy foods and recipes. We really want to guide and mentor the parents to be self-sufficient and to grow a healthy family.
Yeah, and with the crazy prices of everything right now, being able to have these vouchers or actually this card now,
yes,
right, and use that for your food and nutrition definitely gives you one less thing to worry about. Is there anything else that you missed that we missed today that you'd like to share with our listeners before we wrap up?
We do have one other exciting program I wanted to talk about. It's our ROSE program.
So is that ROSE? ROSE.
ROSE.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
R-O-S-E. It's Reach Out, Stay Strong Essentials.
Mm-hmm.
And it's aimed at preventing postpartum depression.
Mm.
And so we want to talk to mothers while they're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually did clinical trials with this program out of Michigan State University. Mm-hmm. And they found that if participants took 3 of the 5 classes, it actually reduced their risk of postpartum depression by 50%.
Oh, wow.
And we know, we are sometimes working with a high-risk group that can be at high risk for postpartum depression. Mm-hmm. So we want to offer that service to them. And any of our pregnant mothers can join the interest list.
Well, I had never heard of that. It definitely sounds like very beneficial program. I know lots of women can suffer from postpartum depression, and I've seen a lot of my family members. So definitely awesome that we're able to offer that. Anything else? No? Is that all? Covered it all?
I think so. We can go on and on, but those are the basics.
Right. Yeah, no. And if there are any more questions, I know on our website, there's a ton of information on the WIC program, the services that are offered, also some frequently asked questions that some people have that can be answered. So to all our listeners, please be sure to visit the website. And Stephanie and Annette, thank you again so much for taking the time to be on the podcast. I appreciate your time. And hopefully we can have you all back again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And there you have it, everybody. Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. Please remember to visit our website at www.fresnoeoc.org to continue to learn more about the WIC program and all amazing programs at Fresno EOC. Until next time, thank you.